July 8, Confession. Psalm 109, verses 14 and 15. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered before the Lord, and do not let the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off their memory from the earth. David knew that while any sin is before the Lord, that sin would bring God's condemnation. In effect, he is asking God to judge his enemies harshly by judging their sin harshly. As long as their sins were before the Lord, God had to bring his righteous judgment. What about us? Are our sins before the Lord? When Jesus died in our place on the cross, every sin was washed away. In the well-known scripture from 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. The word cleanses means to remove every bit of impurity so that what is left is pure, spotless, and without any blemish. The verb is ongoing, cleanses, not cleansed. Jesus' blood continues to cleanse and wash. As we confess our sins to God, the promise is that we will be immediately forgiven because those sins have been cleansed and washed away. In God's sight, what's left is spotless and pure. The devil wants us weighed down with a knowledge of our sinfulness. God wants us overflowing with a knowledge of our righteousness. Learn to confess your sin to God immediately. Then let the blood of Christ cleanse and wash away that sin. God's promise is that he will do just that.